that he is my servant, he is my husband, all this lying to me. But up to that time, marriage is not done. A lady can think, oh, when will be married? When will be married? Very sweet thing will be. But after marriage, before marriage, if you are meeting to that new coming husband, that anyone can tell, oh, she's got, her character is not okay. But after marriage, no need of doing again marriage. So, when we are in sadhana, don't do all these things. So, if it is needed, mantra is needed in worldly sadhana, and if we have sarup siddhi, and after that we are coming to vastu siddhi, no need of this mantra. Then, my beloved, where you are, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called when he went to Jagannath. Krishna mantra haita hai sansar mochan, Krishna naam haita pai Krishna prem dhan. Mochan means, what is the meaning of mochan? Where is Navadvip? Navadvip near, not here. तुम बतला सकता है तुम भी बैठेगा 5 मील दूर यू विल सिट 5 miles अवे फ्रॉम मी
मोशन मैंने हेल्प टू क्लियर अवे
बट नॉट टू क्लियर अवे विदाउट मंत्र वी हैव नो रिलेशन विद कृष्णा इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैविंग दिस रिलेशनशिप एंड वी कैन चंट नेम देन वी कैन प्योरिफाई मोर एंड हैव realize the all these things in sadhana dasha and in ripened matured dasha, it will come clearly everything. When mango is in not ripened but pure matured, not ripened but matured, understand?
Yes, green.
Green.
Full but not.
It has gone to his say. But there is difference between ripen and between
unripen.
No taste. So when we are practicing, everything we will do in this world, we will learn all these things in Sarup Siddhi and in Vastu Siddhi, all will clear, and practically we will do this. Like very babies having 2 dolls, one lady and one woman, a man, they make marriage. Very little baby, they don't know what is marriage, but still they do. But doing so, when they are married, then everything they know. So practicing everything इन साधन दशा साधने ते करिबे जहां
साधने भाबीबे जहां
सिद्धिते पाइबे तहां व्हाट यू विल थिंक इन साधन लाइक आई एम फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्णा आई एम फॉलोइंग सिदाम सुबल मधुमंगल आई एम ओबेइंग देम आई एम वेरी गुड ब्यूटीफुल शेप ऑफ काउहर्ड And if he will give up this body thinking like so, a very good transcendental self will come. You will have. And really, you will feel that. Like Bharat Maharaj, he was thinking of deer and left his body and he became deer. Why we will not? Surely. So is sadhana what we will think? In Siddhi the same thing there. Ashtakali Leela is, if you are doing and serving Krishna in a special mode, that special mode will come right after that. If you are obeying in proper way, you should come here, always sit here, nearby. No? So, in sadhana avastha, abhakti, all our activities and all our cultivation are not actually bhakti, not sadhana. When our object is to have bhava bhakti, what we are cultivating or all senses, by all senses,
practicing.
Then, having the mood that I will have bhava bhakti, then it will be sadhana. Otherwise, it is sadhana bhash. Sadhana bhash. Abhash, you know?
Semblance of sadhana.
Semblance of sadhana, not actually sadhana. Because you don't know anything about sadhana and what is your goal. Knowing all your goals and how to cultivate your all senses of bhakti, then it may be sadhana. And when the object of our mood, bhava bhakti, will be sarup siddhi, Krishna prem, then it will be bhava bhakti, otherwise not bhava bhakti. So we should clear all these things. Then we can proceed on sadhana. Otherwise we cannot do any sadhana. Only chanting will not do. Those who are chanting, some becomes like mayavadi, some sajiya, some has some worldly gains, some are involved in mukti, some go to Narayan Lok, some to Ayodhya, some to Dwarka, Mathura, Puri, and among them, so rare go to Krishna in Braja, and in them rare to Dasya Bhakti of Krishna, and in them rare to Krishna as a Sakha, Sridham Shubha. Very, very rare are like Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and very among them, very rare. What thing? Madhurya Rasa. And in them, very rare, in the line of Rupa Goswami. So we are coming in this line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam
Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadapi Sthapitam
Jena. Anyone knowing not all these things, uttering this sloka, he has no realization at all what the meaning of this sloka. What is this Swapadamtikam? He will not. So we must. I think our classes are going well. Like East Goshti, you are free to
ask,
question anything. I am now beginning my Srimad Bhagavat class. In morning we will discuss about
Upadeshamrita
and all these teachings. How we can enter in bhakti. Also this will add it. It will make greed Bhagavatam. I want to clear one thing more. What is the basic difference between Gita and Bhagavata? Some devotees have the opinion that I don't regard Gita. Myself, I disregard Gita. But this is the same thing with Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He had not disregarded, and I am also not meant to disregard Gita. But sometimes I say like Swamiji. I've read anywhere, you may remember, that Gita is first book of
ABC.
Devotional.
ABC.
ABC.
Beginning.
And Srimad Bhagavatam,
postgraduate,
PhD,
Delhi.
Last book. Why he has told like so? He has disregarded Gita by telling. This is the fact. But for beginners, it is not told like so. Otherwise, their faith, they will lose their faith. Na janayed karma sangina. Na buddhi bhed janayed karma sangina. Don't disturb karmi. They should gradually come towards devotional services. So, something is told for them. Gita is essential because this is the ground. But you know, you should know this fact. Vyasadeva has divided Vedas in four. Rigveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Atharvaveda. He has explained Gita, Upanishads. He has done, compiled almost all 18th Purans, 18th Upapuran, 18th Shakha Puran, 36 Purans. He has done Mahabharata, 18th Parva,
Canto,
18th Parva. Parva, you know?
Canto.
Also, Gita is 18 chapters of same Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, of same Mahabharata. It was finished, it was compiled, but yet Vyas was not satisfied. And he was not thinking that why I am not pleased, my Atma is not so
satisfied.
Happy. Why? Gita was there, he had done in Mahabharata, and it was prominent. But yet, why he was not satisfied? So Gita was there, but he was not satisfied. But when Srimad Bhagavat was compiled, then he became happy. So there is something lacking in Gita. It is for beginners, no doubt. But for advanced, nothing is there. There is only Saranagati, which is the door of bhakti. The door is not itself bhakti, but it gives entrance in bhakti realm. And that is why you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Sarvadharman Pratyajam, he told that, oh, it is bahya. It is
external.
That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dishonoring Gita by telling this. What he was telling, doing. So doing comparison is not bad thing, not dishonoring. When we will tell that Ram, Krishna is supreme personality of
God.
Ram is same by Siddhanta. Siddhanta tas abhede api. Krishna,
Sri Sa Krishna
Sarupayo,
Rasena
Utkrishyate Krishna, Upamesha Rasasthiti. By Ras, Krishna is supreme. So this is not dishonoring Ram, not dishonoring Mahavishnu or Dwarkadhish by telling this. So Swamiji Maharaj has not dishonored Gita. Because in itself in Srimad Bhagavata it is written that he was not happy, he was lacking something. At that time Gita was done, Mahabharata was done, still he was not happy. But there is something like, no prem there. How to develop Krishna consciousness, prem? This system is not there. Only out external things, like doing saranagati, getting all knowing tattva established in that. This is the main object of Gita, that we are not this body, we are not mind, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And it has not been clearly said that. It has been told, but in a covered way. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavat and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, very vividly, in the dialogue of Sanatana Goswami, everything is clear that. In Gita it is not clear. How to love Krishna? It is not told there. That is why we are coming to conclusion by Srimad Bhagavatam. For Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that Nigama Kalpataror Galitanga Phalam Sukamukhad Amrita Dava Sanjutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rusika Bhubha. For Gita it has been told. Sarva Upanishado Gao Dugdha Gupalanandana Partho Vasa Sudhir Bhokta Gita Matam Mahat. Compare this sloka. For the glorification of Gita it has been told, Sarva Upanishado Gao. All the Upanishads are like cows. Krishna is milkman. And Vatsavane, calf is Arjun. Arjun is in the place of calves. Milk is not, all milk is not for calves. Only some and other milks is for Sudhir, Bhokta, those who are Sudhi. Sudhi means Bhakta. Their buddhi is so sthir. Wisdom is sthir. Mind is established, not going anywhere. That they want to become Bhakta. They want to come in the line of Bhakti. So they are Sudhi. So this Gita is for them, for preliminary, primary stage. That you are not, this body is not myself, our mind is not ourself. You should tolerate all the worldly things. And you should think that I am part and parcel of Krishna, mai vanso jiva loke jivabhuta sanatana. Be sthiti pragya. Sthiti pragya means? What is the meaning of sthiti pragya? What?
Undeviated, unwavering knowledge, unwavering
understanding.
Work.
That I am soul, part and parcel of Krishna. We have nothing to do with worldly things. We should not be attached in worldly things. Be fixed. Do your fix your mind in Krishna consciousness. This is sthiti pragya. If sukh and dukh, hani, maran, jivan, labh, that death and birth, suffering and sorrows, hotness and coldness, all kinds of suffering may come. You should tolerate. These are for very few moments. So you should tolerate and always engage your mind, your body, your soul, everything in Krishna consciousness, all your senses. He is telling to engage, but not engaged still. And if we will offer all practices, everything to the lotus of feet of Krishna, surrendering ourselves, then Krishna easily may give all these things. And he will make us enter in bhakti realm. But our effort will not do. Our effort is very weak. But Krishna will is so strong. In a moment he can turn anyone. So we should not have so much faith on our activities in our sadhana bhajan, but we'll have faith on Krishna. If you are avoiding the rules of Vedic culture, giving up wife, giving up sons, giving up husband, give him your Gurudev if he is not in helping mood. No, Arun Krishna is telling that I will excuse everything. You should take shelter in me. So, Nigama Kalpataro Rugali. Sarva Upanishad Gavo. Only the extracts of Upanishad is Gita. Understand? Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandana. The teachings of all the Upanishad about Tattva, who am I, who is Krishna, who is Brahma, what is Yogamaya, what is Mahamaya, what is Bhakti, what is Illusory Maya, all these things. But in his Upanishad, very rare are explaining Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema. Very few, like Gopal
Tapani Upanishad.
Not so much. And all tells, oh, Mukti is our supreme object.
Ultimate goal.
So we don't follow practically Upanishads in our Rasa Upasana. Only to know who am I, we are not worldly things, our body is not myself, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We should not engage our senses in being attached to worldly things. This is Upanishad. So, Sarva Upanishad, Sam and Substance are all are is. So, it has been called Gita Upanishadam. Gita is like Upanishad. But for Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigam Kalpataro Rugalitam, compare this slow. Nigam Kalpataro. Nigam means whole Vedas, including all Upanishads, including all Purans. Mahabharata also, abstract of Mahabharata, abstract of Gayatri, Om. Everything is Srimad Bhagavatam. Partly Gita, but in a whole, Krishna Swarup is Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna has himself told that Srimad Bhagavatam, myself is Srimad Bhagavatam. What a slok? Kya slok? Ja Krishna. Tamadi devam karuna nidharnam, tamal varanam suhidavataram, apara sansar samudra seitum bhajamahe Krishna bhagavatam Krishna swarupam. For Gita it has been not told. 12th canto is the 12 parts of
Krishna's body.
In Gita, Krishna Prem, how anyone loves Krishna, it has not clear there. So it is primary book. So Vyas was not satisfied, even he has compiled Mahabharata. So Srimad Bhagavata is more superior. It is for one whom? Not graduate in this world, postgraduate in Krishna Prema. So, Narad Goswami told Vyasadeva, you have met so many Purans and all these things. You have taught everything, all tattvas. In Gita, he has told so many tattvas. In Puran, so many tattvas. So he has told, in Mahabharata, all tattvas has been given. But what is Prem? And who is the head personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality? You are told in other Purans that Ganesh, the having the head of
elephant
is superb from Parashiva. Somewhere we are told like Shiva is the supreme personality of Godhead. Sometimes telling him that Durga is supreme personality. You have confused all. Someone are confused that all are same. So you should establish truth. Don't
confuse
anyone. Especially, Yajna told how Krishna is controlled, how he is so much pleased to anyone. You have not told anywhere how Srimad Bhagavat Krishna is ocean of rasa. When Krishna is ocean of rasa, being Brahma, Parabrahma, he is not ocean of rasa. When he is with associates of Vaikuntha, he is ocean of rasa? No, he is not ocean of rasa. He is the ocean of opulence. So much. But he should also know that being in Dwarka, the ocean of opulence is more than Narayan and anybody. But it can dive in the ocean of Madhur. Understand?
It disappears.
Himalaya is so high, but it can sink in Pacific Ocean, so deep. So like Pacific Ocean is Madhur Ras, and Himalaya is like affluent. Is it like in Braja, affluent is like go to Haridwar. Ganges is coming. And give 100 bags of salt in Ganges, in Haridwar. And common now in Calcutta, in Hooghly River, where he is going to meet with Shiva. Will you test some saltish in that water?
No.
Why?
Gone.
Water is so, such endless water there, that 10 and 1,000 bags of salt is nothing for that. So, Dwarka has more opulence than Vaikuntha. But in Vrindavan, Madhuras is so deep, like Pacific Ocean, more than Pacific Ocean, that the Himalayan of opulence
sinks
there. No trace at all, covered totally. In Braja there are so many opulence. So you have not explained all these things anywhere in Gita. So you should try to. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, indeed. But he is controlled by Prem. Prem is more superior than Radha and Krishna. Prem makes dance to Krishna and Radha and all gopis. That prominency is Prem. You understand? Understanding this? In Braja, Krishna is not supreme. But Krishna Prem is supreme. By this Prem, makes dance to Krishna, to gopis, to Yashoda, and all. So our mole object is Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem Prayojan. Anywhere it has not told that Krishna is supreme goal. Krishna Prem is supreme goal. If you have not that Prem, you cannot serve Krishna. You cannot serve Srimati Radhika. So that should be prominency of Krishna Prem. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been established. Krishna sometimes goes to Javat. He has changed his dress. He has become like a student, beggar student, having sacred tray on sandal, wooden sandal, having
umbrella
of
palm leaves,
and some books here, and telling that,
Alak Niranjan.
What is Alak Niranjan? Personalist, like
impersonalist.
No shape, no attribute, no shakti, power, no qualities at all. That is Alak Niranjan. Anyone cannot see him. Anyone cannot realize him. He is not so much.